Today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by the Netflix original series, The Get Down. The Get Down is a series that's full of passion, style, swagger, romance, raw emotion, and music. All of my favorite things in one series.
Nice.
It's a celebration of people, the pop culture, and the spirit of the 1977 South Bronx, where hip-hop was born. The series is fiction, but it's based on real people and stories that came right before the birth of hip-hop.
Watch The Get Down right now, streaming exclusively on Netflix. Just go to Netflix.com or download the Netflix app to get started.
That's right, you're going to get addicted.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, what's up? It's Angela Yee. It is Lip Service. I got my ladies here.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we got Neef Buck as our special guest.
Yeah, the trash bag king. Neef Buck, one half of the Young Gunners, state property representative. You know, Mr. Forever Do Me, I'm here.
He introduced himself rather well.
Billy in the building.
Doing this for a long, long time.
I know, he just ran it all down. I was like, damn. I was with, actually, Stephanie and I were at the Kanye concert.
Last night?
Yes, we were. Really, and Gigi, you did Made in America last weekend.
This weekend that's just passed, yes.
And Neef was out there, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Khaled for bringing the gangs out. Me and Chris performed, and we brought out Freeway also. So it was lit. It was, we performed in there every year, I think.
I was about to say that.
We did it. I think we did it every year. I think this was the fourth year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. Oh, okay.
But we cracked it open with Jay the first year.
2012.
So it was big. So it's like, you know, our ritual was our anniversary to get us back together on the same stage every year.
I feel like I always see young Chris and he'll do stuff, but Neefy, M-I-A.
Yeah, I was chilling for a long time. Like, I was chilling for a while and just being behind the scenes doing a lot of things. Like coming up around Jay Biggs and Dame. There's so many other ways to get money besides being a rapper. So I learned a lot, you know, being behind the scenes with them. And
like doing what?
I directed every video that me and Chris ever had. You know what I'm saying? So just directing and just marketing, promote, just with everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Just being in the corporate world. And so I was helping young Chris out with a lot of things. But, you know, you probably didn't see me a lot. But I took some time off. But now I'm fully back at it.
Did you not like doing interviews?
Nah, not at all. I do interviews.
I'm just, did you not? I was just saying some people hate doing interviews.
No,
so
I'm cool with it. I'm a people person. You know what I'm saying? In this industry, you got to shake hands and kiss babies. I'm with it.
All right. Well, we're gonna shake some hands today. We're not gonna kiss any babies, but you need my
babies to kiss.
All right. Now we always start off Lip Service with the tip of the day. Now the tip is: how do you get out of the friend zone? One girl hit us and she said that she always gets stuck in the friend zone with guys that she dates, and she wants to know what can she do to let a guy know she's interested and try to get some love.
I ain't sure about that. I've never been in the friend zone. I'm very upfront, direct, and honest. And I let a person know what I want and my intentions from the gate. So I never been in there.
But what
so
about a girl that's in the friend zone? Has she ever managed to slide out of there? Because I'm sure there's been a time that you've been friends with a girl and then next thing you know, he's up in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's natural. That's just, you know, the vibes. If the vibes and the chemistry there, if it's meant to be, it's going to be. You know, so that's the best thing I could tell her.
She has to have chemistry.
Yeah. I think the friend zone can be a deep abyss. I think the friend zone can be like the Bermuda Triangle, and once you in that bitch, it ain't no getting out.
Really? No. But listen, I'm sure everybody at some point has slept with somebody that they were friends with initially.
Yeah, for sure.
That's dangerous.
Well, it happens like that all the time. All the time.
Why you say that's dangerous?
Because that's, I mean, you could, you, if things work, you could have like the best relationship with a friend. Or if they don't work, you not only lose your lover, you lose your friend.
I think it's hard if you've been in
you
a
made
deep.
That sounds sad. Sad.
Right?
But if that's really your friend, even if things don't work out that way, maybe y'all could still be friends.
Right. Right.
Well, in my experience.
Well, you're ruthless.
And guess what? Guess what? And then they end up back where they started, in the friend zone. Like I said, it's a Bermuda Triangle.
And
like you might try to get out, but you ain't really getting out.
There's people that occasionally smash their friends, too.
That's just like friends with benefits, fuck buddies, you know. You know.
FWB.
There's a lot of that going on out here.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times, sometimes, like, you might have a friend that you're kind of attracted to, but it could be the circumstances aren't right. And then when the circumstances get right, that's when it happens.
Or them drunk
or
nights
can just
are
stay that
out.
Way.
Yeah,
Neef don't drink, so he don't got to worry about
that. No, I drink
that.
On occasions.
On occasions?
Yeah.
What kind of occasions?
Special occasions.
Special occasions. Like, yeah, we was turned up all weekend. Plus, I dropped Forever Do Me 8 yesterday, so we've
so that's
been
a special
party.
Occasion.
Yeah, so
we could have had a toast.
Yeah. Where'd you look at?
They said you don't drink. I asked. Yeah, I said, what does Neef want? And your management say, well, he doesn't really drink.
Pump faking.
Yeah. I mean, we got the Henny on deck. We can
take some shots.
We got to celebrate that. Yeah, part eight.
Forever to the main.
Yeah.
Now, how many parts are you going to do?
I don't know. It's just a brand, you know? Something I started. It's like, I look at it like Wayne mixtapes. He did a million mixtapes, but the ones you remember is the Dedications. They were so big. They had so much influence, and they had a big impact. So I just said, it was organic how it all came about or whatever, so I just stuck with it. So I got the clothing. I got a bunch of stuff going on with it. So, you know, it's right. What I stand for. It's what I represent. Anybody that ever knew me, the way I move, you know what I'm saying?
It's become your brand.
Yeah, it became my brand. It just was all natural, and it just all came to life like that, so...
And you still repping Philly. We see the video was at Vanity Grand.
Yeah.
Gigi used to work there.
Man. Yeah, I made a video out that night when she was trying to get me to throw money on this one Pacific girl. I guess she was cool with her. I got regulars that I'm cool with that, you know.
How does that dynamic work? Like,
what's that?
What, people. So if you people that you cool with, they get mad.
Yeah, but Gigi just, she specifically, I forget the girl name. You remember the girl name?
I don't remember.
I got the video I can show you, but I think she was from out of town, though. She wasn't nobody else. It was somebody that they booked.
That we bought up. Yeah. It was a business.
Gigi was on
stage.
Yeah, she was like, yo.
Yeah, it was a feature. Whoever it was that we had booked to bring up that day.
But then I got people that I know that work there, you know.
Pony and them.
Yeah, be loyal somewhere.
Yeah, look, you don't want to know. This is my squad.
Yeah, Pony and them.
They be mad. They be like,
me and Pony Team Gemini, me and Pony known each other for a long time. Yeah. We've been in that business for a long time.
Yeah,
but Pony, one thing about them, that particular group of girls, they're going to get theirs regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they don't mind when they understand that, because they do features themselves.
Right.
So they understand when, you know, certain girls
strip
get
clubs be
look,
crazy.
Listen, let me tell you something. I was in Miami at the strip club, okay, over the weekend, and there was a little altercation because this one girl was standing in front of us. She was standing behind me, and she kept being like, you know, trying to get me to throw money on her. But then these other two girls was dancing in front of us, and so they had said, don't throw, you know, just this way. And she heard them. She was like, don't do that.
Yeah. That's a rough business.
I was like, all right, everybody, calm down.
Yeah, people be hating, grabbing each other money. Yeah, it'd be a lot. Girls be going through
it.
It's a demographic thing too, about like the rules and like how things go down. And in Philly, there's this thing where they just pick up anybody's money, and that shit. I literally got into it with one of my employees over it, because it's just so rude and disrespectful. But it's just how they are there. It's just like the way of their whole little get down, and it's just not cool. Like, okay, say for instance, so say he in there and he just throwing the money up in the air. They think that when you throw the money up in the air, then it's for anybody
to
come over.
That's community money.
But that's not really the case. You throwing the money up in the air, but it's a girl standing in front of you.
Exactly.
So it's for the girl that's in front of you, not for the girl all the way across the bar to run over there like a goddamn seagull and scoop it up. And that's what they do.
So
like,
what if there's three girls in front of you?
Then they split the money
break
evenly.
They break it down. Yeah.
Some
girls work together. They come around with the same bag.
A lot of girls work together.
And break it down.
A lot of girls work together. That's another Philly thing. They partner up. They'll partner up with anybody. Some girls got their own partners, but some girls that see a girl that got the same color as them on,
right. and they cruise up.
Well, Neith, you ever feel bad like if there's a girl that's not getting no money and you be like, man, let me at least hook
her up? For sure.
What if she's whack though?
She just, but you know, I respect their grind. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to have a good time. I'm not a trick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I never paid for no pussy or nothing like that. But I just like have fun. You know, at the end of the day, if I come to the strip club, I'm gonna throw some money up. There's no reason for me to be in there if I'm not gonna throw some money.
Yeah,
I can vouch for that.
Why are you here?
I stay home for that. Yeah.
He's absolutely. There's some people that come in the club a lot and don't never spend nothing, and everybody know. But Neith is one of the ones that he's gonna bust a band at least. Yeah.
Might as well have some fun.
Now you said that you don't pay for pussy, but some guys argue that you're always paying for pussy in some way.
I know some guys who don't even want to deal with a girl unless they want something. They don't even feel comfortable. That's just the way they move. They feel more comfortable if the girl need them. You feel what I'm saying? I never had that problem. You know what I'm saying? I've been somebody for a long time, so I've been fucking all my name forever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
I'm good.
You know what I'm saying? No, I don't mind doing anything but straight like paying for something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Of course, I done looked out for people.
Well, let's talk about some first dating rules, okay? And dating rules, because before you came here, we were all discussing some dating rules that we have.
Right.
So for a dating rule, on average, how much should you spend on a first date?
I like to eat. I like to eat and drink and go out and have fun. So it's no limit to that.
Okay,
you know,
so
that's what I'm gonna
if
do
you
regardless.
Could give an estimate, like this is amount of, I could estimate I'm gonna probably spend about this.
Oh, probably about $500 on dinner and liquor and hanging out.
Well, damn. Gigi's like, yep.
I mean, that's nice about places.
Right, to a Del Frisco's or a Capital Grill.
And you know, y'all can't eat without drinking for some reason.
You're damn right.
That's I'm talking about. It could be 12 in the afternoon, 12 at night. Y'all need to drink.
A glass of wine or something.
Y'all drink with a salad.
You don't drink when you eat?
I can't drink and eat at the same time.
No. I have to.
I drink wine a lot. So
that's something. Because
that's girls with like big stomachs, you know, like belly space. I don't. I either one or the other. You're going to eat or you're going to drink.
Can't do both. I cannot multitask.
They do both.
It's interesting. That show, Atlanta, with Donald Glover that he has on FX. I don't know if you guys saw the commercial for it, but it just started. And on the particular episode, he's taking his baby mom out, but he really don't have any money, so his boy, he only has like $67 or something like that until payday, right? So his boy's like, oh, you know, they do happy hour at this restaurant, so he takes her there, but they stopped the happy hour, so he missed it, and she was ordering all kind of stuff. She was like, well, let me get this, and the waitress was giving her all kinds of suggestions. She was like, I'll take that, and then she got a drink, and he got water. She was like, oh, you're not gonna make me drink by myself now. You gotta get a drink too.
Y'all do that too. y'all do that too,
cause that's the worst. I don't wanna, first of all, you already know how I feel about guys that don't drink. I can't be out with a guy who doesn't drink.
Because you get super lit and you want to
I don't
to
get
be on
super
the same
lit, but
level.
I don't mind if you have one drink and we have one drink. But I feel like if I go out, I need to have like one, we need to have one little drink. Something.
Yeah, I'll have one or two. Right. But when I'm out to dinner, I can't drink.
I'm not drinking alcohol when I'm out to dinner. I'll drink wine, but I'm definitely drinking.
I have wine
and
with
I'm
steak.
Drinking. I'm drinking wine for lunch. I'm drinking mimosa or Bellini for breakfast, brunch. It's going down.
That's what y'all do.
It's like we European or something.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what if she orders the most expensive stuff on the menu and it feels like she's doing it on purpose?
Oh yeah,
they got money.
I said something like that before. I said, they just running up the tab to check my bankroll to see where you at with
your temperature.
Yeah.
Does that bother you or you just...
No, I eat good, man. If you follow me, anybody know me, my hashtag is you don't eat like this. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do, anybody that know me. So I'm a... Before I take my homies out and treat them, I might as well treat some, you know, a pretty young lady. You know what I'm saying? So...
Now, how long do you wait before sex, would you say? What's a good amount of time?
I can tell the vibes from the first conversation. Mm-hmm. If I'm just going to hang out with you or whatever like that. Like,
or if you're going to proceed.
Yeah, if I'm going to proceed. Like, because I hate to waste my time, man. That's something you can't get back.
So waste
I hate
time.
To, you know what I'm saying?
Very true.
And if you, like, super cool, I might wait longer, you know what I'm saying? But you just got to be beautiful on the inside. Like, you know, you got to be.
So if a girl is cool, you'll wait longer.
Yeah.
So if she's not cool, you'll smash
because,
right
because,
away.
Because,
smash
because,
and keep
because at the end of the day, the pussy ain't going to keep you around. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be personality.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to keep a person around no matter what.
Steph, how long would you say is it the after the first
For me, the first sex?
Like, what's our wait? I would say a dating rule is wait X amount of time.
In general. I don't really have a rule because some guys, I'll make wait for a month,
Does that mean you like them more?
No. And some guys, I just can't resist. I want to have sex with them when I meet them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it just depends on the situation.
Do you ever say, I want to have sex with him right away, but I'm not going to?
Yes. That happens all the time. So when it's that, when you meet a guy and you're like, oh, yeah, I need this in my life. Then you're like, okay, but not tonight. And then the next time.
Because you feel like you feel like you kind of got to make him wait a little bit.
Yeah, just make him wait at least
one day.
Yeah. At least the first day, then the second day it went down.
Is it safe to say that if you wait longer, then you probably like a girl more? And if you don't wait that long.
Not necessarily. Because I know some girls who fucked on the first night that's wifed up. You feel what I'm saying?
Even for yourself personally, you know what I mean? Like, do you feel like you, if you like a girl more, you give her more time?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There got to be that chemistry and that vibe, like, just friends. I think anybody that's like boyfriend or girlfriend or married, they got to be best friends. You got to have that chemistry and that connection. You know what I'm saying? That overpower all the bullshit. But I wanted to go back to what you said. Why do girls do that? Like certain girls, they like me more, so they will put me through more. Like, why y'all do that? Like,
maybe they want to get to know you better.
Like,
I don't know.
I feel like when I like a guy more, I can't resist him. You know, I want to be around him more.
I think that.
And I feel like, and then I feel like when, you know, the guy's, he's kind of regular. He's not really important. Mm-hmm. I'll make him suffer. I'll make him wait.
Right. So you're the opposite.
Yeah, you're the opposite. Yeah. But I'm telling you, a lot of girls, they want to prove something. Like, no, don't turn down with me. Let's keep turning up. Like you doing with everybody else.
I think girls go through that because they feel like, you know, if I make him wait longer, if I make him prove himself more,
he'll respect me.
Then exactly, then he'll respect me more than if I just black out.
And also, I think in general, women feel like men like a challenge, too. And they do,
but
right?
I mean,
they do like
I mean,
a bit of a challenge.
But I mean, the cases. Only challenge you're giving a man can't just be sex. You could still give a man challenges after you have sex. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes. Like, I ain't suck his dick. That's going to be a challenge.
Don't have another balls a day, bud. That's a challenge.
Or you get a straight up missionary.
Like, that's what I feel like. I feel like a lot of women confuse it. Like, you know, sex isn't your only power.
Especially
if you like having sex. Especially if you want sex, and if anything, you're shorting yourself.
A lot of women tend to use sex as a tool, as a weapon, as you know, as their magic trick. Mm-hmm. And nah, but.
And I just feel like if your pussy is good, you don't have to really worry about it. Whether you fuck him on the first date or you fuck him on, you make him wait a year. If it's good, he's gonna come back. So it doesn't matter.
But girls be thinking they pussies be good and they don't. That's the worst. That's you feel what I'm saying? Like, I hate a girl that be talking when you get this and this, that, and the third. I'm telling you,
every girl thinks she got good pussy.
Why you think that?
Every girl thinks she got good pussy, and every girl thinks she can suck the best dick.
Yeah, and they really, yo,
every girl.
That's crazy, and maybe that'd be throwing me right off.
Let's keep it real. A lot of guys think they have good dick too.
I never talk about that. I think somebody niggas corny that do that.
Guys do be thinking that they do, and they ask you questions.
I never like that. Never.
So you don't ask questions. You don't talk during sex.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You don't be like, "This is the best dick you ever had." You don't say stuff like that. Yeah.
But listen,
what kind of things do you say?
I ain't gonna say it. But yeah, I talk shit to him. But I don't know. I just gotta be in the moment. You know what I'm saying? I can't just tell you right now.
It's all about that.
I sound crazy telling you right now.
It's all about being in the action.
Yeah, being in the action. You never know what the fuck you gonna say or what you gonna do in the heat of a moment.
Mm-hmm. All right, now the first time a girl has sex with you, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think that, and no, let me ask Stephanie and Gigi first. The first time you have sex with a guy, do you suck his dick before you have sex?
Me personally, probably so, because I just like sucking dick. Y'all know that's like my favorite activity of the whole like wide world.
He said, listen.
So me personally, I'm probably gonna wanna suck his dick, but
or is that something you think maybe he gotta wait and...
No, but sometimes I might, depending on who he is or how I feel about him, I might just not give it my all. I might just give him like a half ass.
Like a haphazard.
You know, just a little slip and slide, but not the whole, you know what I mean? You know?
Not the full deep throat.
Not the full Monty, you know?
Okay. What about you, Steph?
For me, it depends on, I want to say no, just because because I'm paranoid and I'm like, you know, usually when you're first having sex with a guy, you don't really, really know him for a long time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'd be lying if I said that I don't suck dick the first time, because if the dick is like really beautiful, like if it's like dick, I can't.
That looks delicious.
I'm not wondering, like, you know, like no matter what I say, like if I want to say no, I mean, stay protected, safe sex, everything. But if the dick is like really beautiful, I'm gonna be like. It just ends up there.
This is so beautiful. I have to taste it.
I just have to. So yeah.
Okay, Neve, do you eat pussy the first time you have sex with a girl?
Drunk nights I have. Drunk nights I
good
have.
Good times.
Yeah.
Why you gotta be drunk to do that?
Listen, you let your guard down when you're inebriated.
You be lit. Oh man.
Inebriation releases all your inhibitions.
Yeah.
Does your beard get in the way ever?
No. Don't come for me like that. No, but listen, I know
is that
girls,
my hair or her
I know
hair?
Girls who like come off of sucking dick. Like that's serious. Like it's all about like it's a mental thing.
Can really you come off of eating pussy?
Nah. I ain't never did no shit like that. Nigga, that's got to be. But yeah, Gigi said she was one of them. Yeah, that's special.
That's special.
That's
you
take pride in what you
or
do.
Nothing?
I told y'all it's a whole little bit of squirm action, you know.
Yeah.
It's all about how you move your
body. Pride in what
but
you
I don't
do.
Have to actually touch it with my hands now.
Well, and if you don't masturbate while you eat pussy.
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
I don't think I ever seen a guy do that.
Yeah, that's
that'd be weird.
Funny shit.
No, but I've known men that got very turned on in the act of, like, they might have started eating the pussy and they dick was soft, and by the time they got
it should be hard.
Because the moans and all that turned you on. Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? If he's eating your pussy and his dick
but
isn't
then
hard.
There's also some guys who need a little help.
Right.
Like, they could go through all of that and then still not be all the way there. Right. You gotta
I've never had a guy eat my pussy and then not be ready to go right when I come. It's always like, okay, you came, turn around, we're on another side, and on top of you.
That's the best time to have sex, right after you come.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
That is the best time because you're like
be
really sensitive.
They be ready. They want to get in there after that.
Yeah, they need to. It's like, what he so did it for. Wet, yeah. Warm and ready.
A lot of times, listen, guys will be like, if you don't want to have sex, to be able to just let me eat it, you don't got to do nothing because they think afterwards you're going to
want to fuck anyway.
On,
right.
Not me. After I come, I don't even want to be touched, but I'm a nice lover. I'm a nice giving lover, so I'll be like, all right, just go quick.
Look, get you out of the way, huh?
Get it in.
Yeah, I want the dick, but I don't want to be touched. I'm
like, hold up, what?
Don't touch me. Like, fuck me, but don't like kiss on me and lick on me and touch my nipple. Like, I'm so sensitive. Like, don't even touch me at all.
Yeah. I mean, I want the dick after, but sometimes I couldn't, like, not want it, but I'll still give it up. Like, because I know he deserves it.
He deserves it.
He worked hard.
Good job, baby. Come
and
on.
By the time it's in, it's like, okay, I do want this. I do.
You a screamer? Y'all screamers? Screamers?
That was the next question, right?
It depends on what you're doing.
I think I'm adequate amount of noise. I don't know about screaming. Maybe if it's like in my ass and it hurts, but
no. But Angela, you were gonna ask on the first time you have sex, do you make noise when the first time you have sex?
Yeah, you were ready for that one because you had something to say.
You had an answer.
Yeah,
the first time you have sex with somebody, do you make noise?
I mean, because I make noise. I'm a talker. I talk a lot during sex. Like, you know, I'm seeing a lot of daddies.
Do you talk
yeses,
a lot? Do you speak a lot of Spanish?
This is amazing.
In my head, I
she doesn't speak Spanish in real life.
She was speaking Spanish in the car today. That shit make you come.
In my head, I think that all Spanish girls start speaking in Spanish.
Yeah, yes, they do. A lot of them do.
I'll say another language.
The most I say in Spanish when I'm having sex is like, Dios mío, or something like that. And that's me calling for God.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But the first time, you know, you got to like test the waters. You got to see what he's saying, like how he feels about those noises and that extra shit.
Right.
You know, because some guys really hate when you're really loud. Some guys don't want to hear you at
my
all.
Wife
and there's some guys
shut
that
up.
Hate when you quiet. I had a guy tell me one time I wasn't making enough noise while I was sucking his dick. You want me to say while I'm sucking it?
I make noise when I suck his dick. I make a lot of noise.
Make a little bit more noise.
Yeah.
What?
I make a lot of noise when I'm sucking dick too.
Is it sloppy or is it?
It's a lot of slurping sounds.
Yeah. You spit.
No. Yeah. But we were talking about that. Guys don't really like that, right?
It depends. Sometimes it's too much.
We were talking about that.
Like your balls all wet underneath the bed.
Yeah,
ball.
Wet, you done soaked the bed up like you supposed to have the wet spots. Not me. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
What about you, Neith? The first time you had sex with a girl, do you make a lot of noise?
Do you talk?
Yeah, I talk shit. I'm smacking. I'm.
But you see
pulling,
exactly.
I'm,
like
I'm
if
choking.
I have sex with a guy
nigga,
the first
hood
time,
nigga stop that shit.
Like, yeah. If I have sex with a guy the first time, I'll listen. And if he's talking shit, it's like, oh, it's a
game
go,
on,
green
right?
light. Yeah.
You more like
but
rough or you
I'll
like
be quiet?
Like,
I think it varies for me. Like sometimes I do like it rough, and then sometimes I'm just very like. It depends on the person. It depends on the time.
Yeah,
it depends.
Mood.
If I'm drunk, it's probably a good time to be rougher.
Rough, absolutely.
Right. But if I'm like sober and I had a long day and I'm tired, I'd probably rather be like very sweet and nice.
Yeah, but you like to be choked and smacked and all that.
I don't like to be smacked in my ass is fine, just not in my face. Okay. I know. A couple people here like being smacked in the face. I don't enjoy that.
I like it a lot.
I think the craziest thing I did was spit in a girl's mouth. She just kept asking me to spit in her mouth.
But that's crazy.
Somebody,
that's the crazy. I'm
not gonna lie. Somebody like did that to me one time and it disgusted me.
I don't know about that. I never had that happen to me before, and I don't really know about.
Oh,
that.
I don't fuck everywhere, but I'm just talking about far as doing something like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Probably just you know. Mm-hmm. I never shitted on a girl. I never pissed on a girl. I pissed on a girl before.
And, in the shower or in the bed?
And just in, I was in a hotel, wasn't in my shit. So
okay, in a bed.
Did whatever. She ask you to?
Yeah. Oh, all this shit I'm doing because they asked me to. I ain't just start spitting on the motherfucker.
And you just wanted to piss on a bitch.
Did that turn you on, peeing on a girl?
Nah, that was all for them. Even the spitting. What'd that do for you? You
like what? Spit what?
Spit in your mouth.
I don't know. I haven't had a guy do that to me in a while.
Yeah.
But I remember doing it, and it's like, you know, it's a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it comes with it, you know, it comes with a jaw grab. Yep. You know, choke.
That's what
slap.
She wanted me to choke her and spit in her mouth.
Was it Stephanie?
No.
I'm
Puerto Rican.
Yep, she was Puerto Rican.
There you go.
She's Puerto Rican.
We like to be abused. Yep. The Puerto Rican.
Here comes Mama Bird with the spit.
I'm telling you, it comes with like a slap and then a face grab and then a spit in the mouth.
So it's like a whole action.
Yeah.
See, I clearly don't like things that rough.
And you're there like, period. It's amazing.
Like, I really am not into choking. I'm not into slapping.
You don't look like the type. You like, you want a nigga to... You directing the nigga whole time.
Go left.
No, put my legs down.
I don't do that.
that.
I kind of like you to figure it out, but I also... I'm just not rough like that. I'm rough like... As far as pounding and all of that, but not as far as like smacking me and stuff.
Pounding.
Sometimes. Today's episode of Lip Service is also brought to you by Audible.com. Now, you know we love books here at Lip Service, but it's hard to fit in time to catch up on the ones that we absolutely have to have when you're so busy. I actually started a book club, and I'm also running to get ready for this 5K that I have to do because I haven't ran in a long time. So Audible.com is the perfect way for me to catch up on reading, well, not reading, but listening to some of those books, which is the same as reading them, right?
Mm-hmm. Listen to them in the gym, during your commute, or on your lunch break, anytime you want. Audible.com provides over 250,000 titles from the leading audiobook magazine and newspaper publishers and business information providers. The app is free. It works on all devices, even Android and Windows phones.
Man, free. That sounds like it's right up my alley.
And unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you own your own books. So you can access your books anytime and anywhere right from your smartphone. Just for Lip Service listeners, Audible.com is offering a free 30-day trial membership. Go to audible.com/Angela today and start your free trial right now. Again, show your support for Lip Service and get a free trial right now at audible.com/Angela.
Have you ever said something stupid during sex? What the fuck did I just say?
Oh my God, I have. Because, you know, I smoke a lot of weed, so sometimes my words don't, you know, they don't come out. I can't articulate myself. You know, sometimes I'm like high and getting fucked, and the words just come out wrong, and it's like, what? And like, so I can't think of anything right now, but I'll get back to
you. What about another person's name? Y'all ever fucked up like that?
I have.
What? Yo, you got anything going on. She won, huh? Yeah. I thought she was the one.
Steph,
I did that before too.
Yeah.
I actually haven't.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
I have.
I wouldn't care.
But I'm going to tell you why.
Feel some type of way?
No, he didn't care. But it was because I had just broke up with my boyfriend who I was with for 5 years.
Wow.
And it was
his name.
Yeah, and I was drunk, and I said my ex-boyfriend's name. And I was like, I don't know if he noticed.
He probably didn't even know.
Or he might have noticed and just not said nothing because he knew, you know, my situation. Because it was somebody I messed with before my ex-boyfriend, and my ex-boyfriend broke up, and then I started talking to him again.
Okay.
We knew each other the whole time.
Okay.
But that's got to hurt, man. Like,
for me,
has a guy called you the wrong name?
No.
Girls would take that shit. Y'all take everything to the 10th power, boy.
You crazy. I take the switchblade right out the side drawer and cut them right there. Boom. Shit,
y'all some jealous creatures, boy.
That's never happened to me. I don't know what I would do. I think it probably depends. Like, if it's your boyfriend.
Yeah, no, for me, it happened. I was cheating on my boyfriend, because I was so used to having sex with my boyfriend at the time, I called the side guy the wrong name. He was, like, eating my pussy, and I said my boyfriend's name, and he came up, and it wasn't my boyfriend. I was like, oh, shit.
He came up.
Where did he go?
He came up there.
I was kind of drunk, and I was like, oh, fuck. But I can tell he was a little saucy about it.
But he went back down, right?
He started fucking me after that.
Oh, he said, oh, you ain't got this. I'm not eating no more pussy.
Yeah, right.
You don't get that.
Nah, but he made me come.
Eat a condom,
he
cock.
Made me come.
He said he still made you come?
Yeah, he made me come. And then when he came up, I was like, because I had, right when I came, I said the name. Boom. Wrong name. And he came up and it was like, oops. I just grabbed him and like started kissing him. Like, okay, let's pretend.
Do you
that
acknowledge it? Like, sorry, or do you just keep it moving?
Nah, I just kept it moving. That's but I can make tell it happen.
You gotta keep it moving. You gotta right. keep it rolling.
You don't
but
say
he
nothing.
Was, he got a little angry, so he like give. He started giving me angry sex. So he was, I was like, really happy about that. I was like, maybe I should do that again next time.
Nanny, do you care if a girl comes? Does
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
do you,
it do something for me. Mm-hmm. And I hate when girls don't, you know, girls will tell you to fuck them for 2 days, man, if they could, if we could, man. So girls, I like for them to tell me, but they think if they tell us, we will stop. We'll get our shit off real fast. So they just won't, some girls hold it in. They'll come and won't tell you, you know what I'm saying? But we can feel it.
I
know,
want to tell.
Yeah, like, we can feel it at real, certain times. And you ask someone, said, no, I ain't come. Bitches want you to fuck them for 2 days, yeah. That's
well,
how y'all
I don't know what girl would lie and say she didn't come when she did.
They want to keep coming. Mm-hmm. I'm serious.
Yeah, but why can't they just say that?
Because they think you're going to hurry up and come after that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They think you're going to get your shit off, like, all right.
And they don't want you to stop.
Yeah, they don't want you to stop.
I would be like, yes, I did, but keep going because I want to do it again. Mm-hmm.
But that, they don't know that shit turn us on when you telling a nigga that, like, we going to go extra super hard.
You know what else turns a guy on? If you tell him not to come, it's going to mm-hmm. make him come. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, don't come, don't come.
I hate when I guess tell what? A guy it don't never come works. And he comes.
It never
because
works.
Because I was serious. I really didn't want
listen,
you to come.
Listen, it never works. He's going to come. You probably gonna come faster.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah,
you gotta just shut it up. Now, when do you ask somebody about STDs, or do you do that? Because you know they always tell you, you guys have to have that conversation.
When do you ask somebody, like, have you been tested? When's the last time you had an HIV test?
When's the last time?
When's the last time you seen a gynecologist?
Have you ever asked anyone that?
I ain't gonna hold you. I don't remember the last time I asked anybody no shit like that. Real talk.
Nobody ever asked you that?
No.
We're supposed to. That's what we're taught.
Do y'all do? I don't think y'all do.
I mean, this is what I do because I'm on my appointments, you know, like I go to the GYN. So what I do is I'll just drop like a hint, like I'll just bring it up in conversation. Oh, I got a GYN appointment tomorrow. When's the last time you checked yourself?
Yeah. You know what? But you know what guys think? If you checked yourself, he don't need to check himself.
Yeah, he do.
Nah, but that's what guys true. Think.
But no, I take that. I take it back because if I'm start fucking somebody raw, all that's gonna come on the board. But you know, I'm a Magnum guy, so I don't really fuck.
Magnum
too
or Sagnum?
Dang, you coming out of
shit.
That's a lip service thing.
Yeah.
The Sagnum is a lip service thing.
These are condoms that we're actually going to make for people.
The Sagnum is a lip service thing. That's why I threw that. It wasn't
true. Somebody just posted the Sagnum to us.
They showed y'all a Sagnum?
No, they said no Sagnum, and they put up a picture of their penis next to a bottle of Glade air freshener.
And the penis was actually bigger than the bottle.
It was bigger than the bottle.
The air freshener.
Right, and he said no Sagnum.
Yeah, but when you start talking about fucking somebody raw, you know.
Do you have a discussion about having raw sex, or does it just happen though?
Sometimes,
because nobody's ever had a discussion with me.
Well, I think that a discussion is necessary because you have to at that point speak about birth control.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. We gonna take the condom off. It's not just because we're not trying to catch something. It's because we're not trying to handle
exactly.
babies.
Exactly.
But I also feel like if I'm gonna not use a condom with you, you already know that I'm on birth control or not, and we've already had that like well enough.
Yeah, some girls they don't even think that far.
You know, because this is what I do, because I do go to the doctor every year. Mm-hmm. I even got an HIV test one time and posted it online because I did it for other people to go and get it.
Right.
For HIV awareness. We were doing this whole testing thing. Wow. And so I was super nervous, by the way, in that getting that
everybody,
test.
Always.
Because you never know what could happen. It could
I just
be,
got one in December and I was like,
you was like, shit.
In Philly, sometimes we had this little van to pull up.
Yeah, it's a van. Number.
Yeah, mm-hmm. to pull up right on the blocks. I'm talking about really
testing.
In the hood.
And they do it
like,
for free.
And they do it for free.
Did
right
you ever
then.
Do it?
Yeah, I did it before.
Shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking while you was waiting?
Condoms,
the results right there.
Yeah, results and everything.
What was you thinking while you was waiting?
I was scared.
Everybody's scared.
Yeah, everybody's even, scared. Because sometimes you slip up and do shit. You know what I'm saying? Them certain nights. You know, for real.
You slip up and do shit.
Straight up.
See, I don't know if I've ever asked anybody. Well, you know what? I definitely have said, have you ever had an STD?
I've asked.
And if I get tested, I'm like, yo, did you get tested too? Mm-hmm. But we also do think that if I've been having sex with you and I don't have anything, then you must not have nothing.
There was a time when I was going to have sex with somebody and I asked them when the last time you've been tested, and we should probably get tested first.
And he did it. Mm-hmm. That's cute. Now, what if he's like, well, I got to tell you something.
I had girls want to fuck me raw. I'm like, I'd be like, no. And they pull out their paperwork, go in their drawers.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, because I know some girls, they don't like to fuck with condoms.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Some red flag.
I love condoms. They're amazing.
Some people are.
Some people just say it feels better. I mean, well, everybody knows it feels better.
Some people be allergic to latex and certain things.
They
be a lot.
Condoms that you could be non-allergenic.
I told y'all but it's a lot. My condom preference. We've had this conversation before.
Condoms dry up.
I don't like magnums. I don't like the way they smell. I don't like the way they make me feel. And when I'm in a committed relationship and I've been in it for a very long time, but when I was not in a committed relationship and I was dating, I definitely had my own supply of Durex Double XL condoms.
That's your type.
Because that's what I need to use.
Now, I would be a little wary if a girl pulled out her paperwork and said she's been tested, but then she don't know what you have. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Right. It's so important to you that y'all should trade paperwork.
Exactly. Yeah. If you feel as though that,
I had mine in my crib.
You had yours too.
My paperwork.
Not all. I wasn't gonna walk around with. You put it in your wallet.
I don't even know what happened to the paperwork I got when I went in December. I just know that it was negative.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
All right. Now, what is a bad impression on a first date? Have you ever been on a first date with somebody? And what are some things they could do that make a bad first impression?
When y'all get too drunk, you know, sometimes liquor could be a good thing and a bad thing. I done seen women get, freaky with the liquor and then just wild out, just
angry.
They start fighting you for no reason. You like, what the fuck is going on?
It's our first date.
Throwing up. And I done been in the bed with girls, man. One time I was with a girl and she was, we fucked and everything. And we was laying down and I heard her like choking in her sleep, like, like, you know what I'm saying?
She's so going
I,
up?
Yeah, but I went over to the other side of the bed and got her. She had long, pretty, nice hair. And I looked over and she was just
vomit
sleeping
all in her hair.
I took care of a lot of women, man, in my time.
He said, I took care of a lot of women. I got a lot of women drunk and took care of them after.
That's the best thing to do.
Like, I didn't see
It's nothing like being sick and a nigga leaving you sick in a hotel room and you wake up.
Could you imagine that? And
you wake
up
by yourself.
She was asleep.
This nigga was here when I was.
I'm not going to. I definitely threw up before and fell asleep and woke up. It was my birthday, though, in all fairness.
Remember when I threw up outside and y'all left me outside?
No. First of all, Hold on, your boyfriend was
and
there.
And he left you?
Everybody left me outside. I woke up 7 o'clock in the morning outside in my own
space. Just to verify.
It was Angela's birthday in Miami.
Yeah, somebody always throws up on my birthday. If it's me, somebody else. Yeah. Gigi threw up. But in all fairness, we left her with her boyfriend who she was staying with. And so she was in good hands. Now, the fact that he left her on the balcony.
He definitely left her on the balcony. He said he tried to wake me up. But you said he tried to wake me up, too.
Yeah, he might have tried to wake you up.
I was dead. I was out of it.
And girls, I had girls pissing a bit, too.
Woo, that's bad.
Yeah,
my ex-boyfriend.
I'm talking about super bad bitches, though. You'd be surprised, man. You'd be surprised.
That's disgusting. Like,
is that
your
a deal breaker or is that something you could come back from?
No, I ain't coming back from that.
No pissy in the bed?
No, it was turned off.
What if she's so embarrassed? What if she buys you a brand new mattress the next day? Like, I'm sorry, I want to apologize.
Maybe. It depends on how
she that's a nice gesture.
What if you sleep with a girl and then you wake up the next morning and she's just got her period in your bed? Is it the same?
Stephanie's
would it be the same thing as pissing?
I don't know.
Because that happened to me before.
But I'm saying, was it everywhere?
It wasn't everywhere.
It's a crime
scene. It wasn't everywhere, but it did leak to the sheets, and I was
on the mattress.
No, not really, because I don't fuck girls until they period came on during the sex. So that really.
I was I was scared.
But blood, it smells. I never knew blood smells until that.
It smells like what?
Blood got an odor. Like if you cut yourself, you don't smell it. But y'all blood has an odor.
What odor? Wait.
not like it's super bad.
What odor?
Blood.
No, but
you could
tell the difference between period and blood.
My blood that I get from my period smells like the blood when I cut myself.
No, it don't, Steph. Come on.
I swear to God.
You bad, but goddamn. You nice, but goddamn.
It has like a little bit of an iron.
Exactly.
Iron.
It smells like metal.
It does have that metal.
You know what I'm saying? There's
it's not a good smell.
Odor.
No, not like odor. Not like trash truck juice.
It's just a different smell.
Yeah,
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
I know what you're trying to say. But I was scared to tell him. And I had to tell him because it was in his bed.
Right.
And when I told him, and I was like telling him, like, I'm scared to tell you this, but I have to tell you. And then he was just like, what? And I told him, and he bust out laughing.
Wow.
Like, you scared to tell me that? You're a woman. And I'm like, I know, but it's in your bed. And he was
did you clean it?
Yeah, we went and got new sheets and everything, and it was fine.
That's okay.
As long as they don't get all over the mattress and everything.
It wasn't that bad, but I just felt bad because I woke up in blood, and you know, I'm a grown ass woman. I should know when I'm getting my period. It just, you know, but it's one of them nights, you know.
Yeah. Oh, what about when you think your period is over and he's eating you out and it's not?
What? Come on, Angela. You took it too far.
You'll let a nigga eat you out on your period. Yeah, I know you will. I know y'all would. You too, Steph, won't you?
No, I have with a tampon. With a tampon.
Yeah, I got a job with a tampon. No, it's not. There's no blood coming out.
The tampon is the one with the string.
He took the string. He don't know.
Yeah, but when you...
Wait, not with the string hanging. Not with the string hanging. He would never know.
Look at
how would you not let him know?
She said, I want the string
hanging. Yeah, why not?
A guy should eat you out with the string hanging.
No, but you... I'm just saying, when a guy's eat, all the action is on the top. Mm-hmm. So
right,
he
no
don't go
there.
Next no, to I where the tampon is.
I can't see no string hanging and eat your pussy. I'm going to be turned off.
Have you ever tried it?
Never.
No, but I mean, that's not something you do with every Tom, Dick, and Harry. That's something you do with your boyfriend. You know what I mean? He don't care what's hanging out of your pussy.
You
he
get
wants
the privilege
to eat your pussy,
of eating my string. As my boyfriend.
You know what I mean?
Pull the string, baby.
That's heavy.
Just don't
string,
pull the string, baby.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's blood on the string or nothing like that.
Hey, you never had a guy pull your tampon out to have sex?
Yes, I did it.
See? Exactly.
I've never had a guy.
But you won't eat around the string.
She'd be like, no, this is my last day. It'd be like, you know how y'all give him, no, this is my last day. It's going off. It's damn near gone. All right, let me see.
And you pull the string out.
Yeah, pull the string. Like, I'm
hopefully
ride the bike.
All right, so ladies, what makes a bad impression on a first date for you guys?
There's so many things, but one of my pet peeves is how you treat, like if we're in a restaurant, how you treat the people that work there.
That's true.
The servers and what type of tip you leave.
Don't have nobody fucking up my food.
Yeah. Right.
You can
don't
go
be
a long
mean
way
to
with
add for no reason. Don't have a nasty attitude. Yeah, always be nice to the people that's preparing your food. And definitely always leave a generous tip unless for whatever reason they don't deserve it.
Right. The service
and guess
awful.
What? And all the time when you have bad service at a restaurant, the server is just the messenger. Sometimes it's not always their fault, and then we take it out on them by not giving them a tip, you know, enough. So even then I might not give them as much as I would have, but I'm never not going to leave a tip because that's just not cool. Mm-hmm.
What about indecisiveness? I don't like when people are indecisive. Like, I like for guys to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do?
I hate guys. What do you want to eat?
But figure it out. Listen, hold up. I might ask you, Angela, what do you want to eat tonight? You'd be like, I don't care. I'd be saying, Del Frisco's. I don't want to go there.
Angela's
then I say, let's go to
Bill's. Anything that has chicken.
Y'all don't know how to make up y'all mind, even if we suggest
it. Okay, so let's say I give you three options. I'd be like, okay, we could either go to Mastro's, we go to Del Frisco's, or we could go to Tao, whichever one you want. Now you got to pick. Don't be like, no, whatever you want. I already narrowed it down.
To three.
I think women do like men to be decisive, like to make decisions. Like if we ask you, what do you want to do? And then we go, well, actually, I'd rather not go there after that. But that's fine.
Exactly. You'd be like, what?
Steph, what makes a bad impression to you on a first date?
I don't like arrogance. I don't like when a guy sits there and talks about himself a lot. Talks about his money a lot. That's a big turn off for me on a first date. Like, I will never speak to you again.
Right.
Like, I just, I just like to be normal. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's talk about normal things.
Right.
Let's be normal. Yeah. Exactly. I hate when a guy, because I do this and I hang out with that and I have this. And
name tracking.
I could do this for you all of that. And it's like, damn,
you couldn't wait till we get
3 or 4 dates in to tell me that?
So, right. One time my friend went on a date and she made me go on a double blind date with, like, the guy's friend. So I was out. It was the 4 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was funny because the guy kept name dropping and acting like, oh,
that's whack.
Yeah, he was like, I know this person, that person. And he didn't, they didn't know who I was. We ended up going to the club and they was waiting online and I just walked right in with my friend, like, see y'all later.
Bye, y'all. Nice meeting you.
It might have been fucked up, but they were so annoying and so irritating. It was really corny. So,
I probably would have did the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's a
I hate that.
And I agree with the getting drunk thing. Now I have another friend.
I agree with that too.
Who got so drunk, she went to the guy's. She ended up spending the night at the guy's house, and he lived with his mom still.
Damn.
And she was throwing up and shitting in the bathroom.
His mom was like,
"Are you okay in there, honey?"
I came over a girl house lit, and she was living with her mom before.
Woo.
and I threw up all over the fucking house.
No.
And they put me up. That was young though. They put me up in like they room, and I can hear their mom in the morning cussing them the fuck out about the shit. You know what I'm saying? Wow. They said they did it.
Oh, that's yeah, nice. Right. She took the.
What?
Yeah.
I was lit one night.
Now,
I
that's
about
a ride or die chick. Man. Yeah. She'll have
yeah,
the gun.
Yeah.
I remember one time I
got the drugs.
One time I got drunk and I stood in this guy I was dating's house, and he lived with his mom. He lived like in the basement. His mom lived upstairs. So she starts calling him, and she was calling him by a different name. He didn't tell me his real name. Oh, she was calling funny. His name. And I was like, who's she calling? He was like, shh. I'm just gonna hear you.
Who the fuck is Eduardo?
But I mean, I know him now. I know him for years. But it's funny. I know him since, because this was probably when I was like 17 years old. Mm-hmm. I know him. That was like his street name. Everybody called him that name. But mm-hmm. it's a regular boy's name. Mm-hmm. Right. But what's funny is that he actually has a girlfriend now, a baby mom, two kids, and she calls him by his fake street name.
His fake name.
Yes, yeah, like you're such a bird. Like you don't even call him his real name. I say that about her all the time. I be telling him like your girl is a bird. He be like, I know.
Now, if you Googled somebody, right, that you were going out with, and you saw something crazy about them on the internet, would you ask them about it? Like, let's say you Googled a girl and you see that she was a scammer, had went to jail. You see her mugshot and all of that. God. Would you bring it up?
Yeah, I'll bring it up. I ask her.
You, what would you say? I was Googling you.
No, I wouldn't be Googling nobody, but if that was the case, if I did see something about somebody or something like that, I'd ask them about it. Like, what's up with that?
Right. Mm. Well, let's say she's like, okay, yes, I did a little brief whatever time in jail. I was young, stupid.
And she was a scammer. I might ask her, can she get some more shit?
Oh, shit. Hey, I saw some.
Can you get these?
Back in this life of crime.
What can you get?
Now, what if it was something more severe, though? Like, what if it was like some type
domestic. She stabbed a nigga up or something.
Or.
Something like that.
Some type of like sexual assault or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Women could be crazy. I ain't sure.
He said, I don't know. It depends.
If I Googled a man that I was interested in and I find like that he's a sex offender or something like that, I would stop talking to him.
But what if he was 19 dating a 17-year-old?
I would... well, that's different. That's not bad.
Does it tell you all that?
No, it don't.
It tells you everything?
Yeah, it tells you the information.
Oh, yeah, it tells you. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it tells you the information. But if I Google him and I see that he was like... you know, raping cats or something. I went to jail for it. I'm not even gonna ask him. I'm just gonna be like, okay.
Yeah, okay. What about you, Gigi? You Google a guy, you see he got a little something, something. Let's say it was a rape charge, but it got dropped. Would you ask him about it?
I probably would ask. I mean, listen, the best way to find out something you want to know is to ask. And the closed mouth don't get fed. If you won't ask, you won't never know. And the best way to find out somebody is to find out what from the source.
Horse's mouth.
You want to find out about someone, you don't go asking somebody else. Exactly. Like, I'm not going to ask Stephanie something about you. I'm going to ask you.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So I would ask them.
Well, and
I'm just
somebody?
An upfront and honest person like that anyway. So I'm going to ask anybody anything probably.
Should you Google
I Google
somebody?
Every guy that
you
I
do?
Did. Yes.
Wow. A lot of people.
I Google every single one. But I mean, I'm not dating. I'm not dating a regular guy from the street.
Not what the results are, but you're going to be surprised with the most recent and with the most, the highest number searches are. Like people search, like if I put in Gigi McGuire, it's going to say Gigi McGuire age, Gigi McGuire daughter, Gigi McGuire husband, Gigi McGuire dancing. Like that's what comes up. Like if you,
I don't
want to
know what comes up
Google
if I do.
For
mine.
Me, it says Stephanie Santiago, and then it says Stephanie Santiago's boyfriend, Stephanie Santiago video. That's what I get. That's my most popular search.
Because like a sex tape.
Yeah. No, I
no,
get that.
She's
too.
In a lot of videos.
She's you know,
oh,
I get
if
that.
If I put up Neef, let's see what it says. Net worth.
They wonder how much money you worth.
Yeah, it does. That's the first thing.
Then it says business like
Instagram.
That.
Then it says lyrics. Then it says Jack in the Box.
Mm-hmm. Net worth. That's so funny.
That's the first.
You got
thing
girls like,
up.
Let me see.
Let me see how much money this nigga got. Hold on.
What if you did? What if you were out with a girl and she left her phone on the table? It was open, and you see that your
then
net worth was
that shit right there. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I don't Google. I don't
Google
guys.
Would
that
bother you though? Would you be like, damn, she just Googling my net worth?
You know why I Google the guys that I speak to, the guys I date? I Google it because there might be things that are there that they don't want to know, so they're not making public, but it's all over the place. Mm-hmm. And then you're just out there not knowing something, mm-hmm. and that's already all over the place. Everybody knows. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right. So I find myself Googling guys.
Sheesh. But so, yeah, I don't know.
I Google everybody.
I miss the days when you could date somebody and only know about them what they tell you.
Right. Those days are over, child.
Because right. now you got to look at somebody's Twitter. You look at their mm-hmm. Twitter.
Their
you look
Instagram,
at their Instagram.
Their Facebook. Yeah. Their Snapchat. Their IG. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their...
If you go on a first date with somebody, would Tumblr. You immediately follow them like on Twitter and Instagram after?
No. Girls that I be dealing with, they don't like to follow me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You don't do nothing crazy.
You really don't.
But they work with emotions and feelings and all that. They still
but
don't
But you
understand.
Post like business and yeah, you post what you're doing with your life. Like
anything.
You don't be booed up yeah. and on but dates just, and stuff on the gram.
I don't know. If they, you know how women are. If they see you out. Like out eating, doing some shit, they always think you with a girl.
A girl, right.
You know what I'm saying?
You could be with
they
your
be,
boys.
They be analyzing the picture. All right, she was
the
there.
Background.
I seen somebody else there today. <Right. laughs> Like they putting shit together. I'll be on vacation. They be like, you had to be with somebody.
No, girls are like detectives.
Yeah,
though.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Let
they
you post
truth.
The restaurant
yeah.
you actually gonna go yep. look at the location of the restaurant.
Yep. All
who
that.
Else posted in that yeah. restaurant?
In that same location,
yeah.
right?
I seen a bag on the side.
Right. She
yeah.
might call.
The bag and the chair on the
yeah.
background.
All that count for real.
Well, have you
I'm not caught? Like that. I'm totally, I'm not an good. Investigator at all.
That's good.
I'm just like, cool.
Yeah, whatever.
I might look yeah. at what pictures you're tagged in.
I mean, nah, but I'm not going to lie. When I'm mad, when you're mad, you become a different person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when I'm upset, I'll be like, you know what? I haven't been looking at this. Let me check this out.
Right, if you
yeah.
feel a reason.
Yeah,
like you
so
might look at
I,
a guy's
I'm,
Instagram
too,
and say, okay, who's leaving comments?
Yeah, all that, yep.
yeah.
Yeah,
especially when
comments?
You're mad.
You ain't
yeah.
got no time
especially
for that.
When you're mad.
Girls be doing it.
But you don't do that to females? You
nope.
don't look at her page and
not
see what
all.
Comments?
Not at all.
So you, but you click on the picture. You're looking through her pictures.
Yeah, I look through the pictures.
Do you do the whole, let me like all back 39 weeks? All
no, I ain't doing
that's
that.
How you, a girl knows you like her, if you go and you like her pictures from 39
yep,
weeks
yep,
ago.
Yep.
Oh, I remember before Instagram came out with the DMs, and for guys, you know, like if a guy saw that you were like following them and they wanted to talk to you,
they would
go
to
back
your pictures all the way down
they
to
would
the
go
bottom.
Like 45
yeah, weeks,
yeah,
they got
yeah,
the least
yeah,
likes,
leave
your the least comments,
comment,
and
exactly,
leave your comment
yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
That was the DM. Before the DM,
and then
that
yeah.
was the DM before the DM.
This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Kopari Beauty. If you're like any of the Lip Service ladies, the shelf space in your bathroom is so precious. I got 3 bathrooms, okay, and all the shelf space is completely taken up with my beauty products. Only the best should be within arm's reach, though, and that's why I'm really excited to introduce you to a line of beauty products that you're going to absolutely be obsessed with. Kopari.
These are products that moisturize skin and hair, smell great, but without sulfates, silicones, GMOs, and parabens.
Yes.
Instead, Kopari products are made of 100% organic coconut oil.
Yes, delicious.
You know we love our coconut oil.
Mm, it smells so good.
Kopari makes great products like their coconut sheer oil, which is light and perfect as a facial moisturizer, a coconut balm for intense soothing and smoothing of super dry skin, a coconut crush scrub that buffs you beautiful.
I use that.
And a coconut body glow that gives you a natural overall shimmer. And of course, we can't forget their original coconut melt. Love the coconut melt.
Yes, I love the coconut melt, too. I like how it makes me all, like, nice and moisturized and shiny. It makes me smell so good. I even feel like I taste good with it. I mean, this is what I heard. Now, Kopari searched around the world for an oil of the highest quality with a great aroma and a non-grady texture that you can apply head to toe. Say aloha to the best skin and hair of your life with Kopari. Go to KopariBeauty.com/Angela to get 20% off your order. That's Kopari, K-O-P-A-R-I, Beauty.com/Angela for up to 20% off. What are some of your tricks, Neef, if you see a girl you like on and you want to get in contact?
I really do DMs. That's mm-hmm. something. I be missing out, man.
Why don't you do DMs?
My crew, they love the DM. That's what they do. I don't know. I'm scared of being exposed. Somebody put me up.
Yeah, screenshots.
Like I move different. Like I care about things and sometimes some shit I don't care about, but I don't want nobody posting me up and all.
Okay.
Then you could be catfish. You never know on
have
social media.
Have you ever been
catfished? No. Is some women that I thought look like this and they don't look
That's that, them angles.
Yeah,
filters.
Some angles and filters. You know?
Nah, that's that Facetune. Facetune. Yeah.
So sure. When you said you had been like, you've been communicating or whatever on Instagram and then you met them in person, like at a show or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And they was
you
like,
ain't look
hey.
Like that on Instagram.
Yeah, I'd be like, damn. Or no, like I respond to certain DMs. Mm-hmm. So like, but I'm not just going to initiate.
You're not
like,
that
I'm
initiator.
Just going to go right in, you know.
That was
like,
hint, lady,
what would you
slide
respond
in my DM?
To? If a girl was trying to get your attention.
I don't know, certain stuff. I respond to a lot of people, you know, positive messages about mm-hmm. what I'm doing and stuff like that. But sometimes I might, because you know, you can check somebody DM without them knowing that you, mm-hmm. you know, so I might hit they go into their page and check them out and see what's going on, okay. you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
I know a guy who's a big celebrity that a lot of women want, and he told me what makes him reply to a girl in his DM is if she has a video and it's like showing her whole body and then boom, the pussy is really pretty. That's the only time he responds.
Wait, how can he tell if her pussy's pretty?
Because she's showing it in the video.
Like a naked video?
Yes, yes. A naked video of her naked whole body and then spread wide. That's the only time he said he responds.
So he likes porn stars.
I guess little internet little DM porn star.
Yeah, right.
But I told him you're disgusting, like you're fucking disgusting.
Well, hey, it works for him. What if we only responded to guys because they took a picture, they had video of their dick on Instagram?
I don't respond to, I don't even check my DMs
what is
anymore
that though? Like,
even though I've gotten some
y'all
gems.
Like that's cool to do
dick pics.
Yeah, I'm from that's not cool.
Nah, I like
your
I like for
the
guy
all sent a dick pic at some point.
They may have did.
They definitely have.
They probably, I don't
niggas
know.
Send
but that's
dick
not,
pics every day, B.
That's not cool. Well,
nah, I mean, I wish that my favorite boyfriend would send me a dick pic.
He won't let you take one when you're
but
with him?
But another...
You don't film yourself when you're sucking his dick or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have?
But it's not the same. I'm
she
in that
wants,
I'm in that picture, too.
Dick pic.
Yeah, I
she
want him to like mail. Be like, oh, good morning.
Here's my dick.
Like you want to be out and
come
then
get it.
All of a sudden, a dick pops up on your phone. Like, whoa!
No. It has to like I said, it has to be morning or good night when you know I'm alone.
Hopefully, that's
hopefully.
Your
But yeah, but he won't. But like a random guy just sending a dick pic, it's disgusting.
It's gross.
Yeah,
unsolicited
yeah.
dick pics.
But your lover, you know, your lover, that's you might want it. Like, hey, babe, send the package pic. Send that.
All right, now, lastly, we have some Ask E questions. People write in and ask questions, mm-hmm. and they need advice. Mm-hmm. All right, so here's the problem. She said, I think my love life is cursed. Every time I think I found someone I want to be with, I lose feelings for them after we have sex. Everything could be going perfect. It always ends the same way. We meet, go on a couple of dates, talk about 3 to 5 months before we have sex. We plan things, talk about how our future could be for us. After having sex, I lose all the feelings I have for them. It's not even about the sex. It could be amazing. I just still end up losing feelings for them, but their feelings for me just get stronger. It's happened 5 times. I'm young, so it's not like I'm desperate, but I've been single for 4 going on 5 years, and everybody around me is in a relationship. I'm starting to think it's something I'm doing wrong. I would really need your advice.
She's a weirdo. Sorry.
Right. She loses interest after
how you lose interest after having sex with everybody.
No, the problem with her
and
is
you
that
wait,
she
you make
hasn't,
them wait 3 to 5 months
no,
until
problem,
you really like this person.
The problem here is
she's
that
like
she hasn't had someone. Because first of all, a guy is a little bit of a simp if he gonna wait 5 months for you.
No, he's
a little simple.
Yeah.
Yes,
5 months.
Is. I'm not bugging.
Yeah, five months.
A half a year
time.
Is too long.
Yeah,
that's
too long.
3 months is a
but,
long time.
So you know
days?
The problem here is that she hasn't had. Has somebody to bust her ass in the bedroom. If she has somebody to fuck the shit out of her.
But she said the sex is good.
No, it's not good. It's not good.
It's not good.
It's not. It can't. Because even if you're not in love with somebody and they give you some amazing sex, man or woman, you're going to want to, you know, fuck with them again.
Okay.
You're going to want it again
and
again and again and again.
She was young, so
you
she
know
definitely
what I mean?
Had no good
so
she don't
if
know
you're
good
having
sex
with somebody and then after you have sex, you don't like them anymore, it's because either your sex is trash with him and you guys are just not making sense together, or they're just not good lovers. But if she found somebody to really fuck the shit out of her, she wouldn't be like that. She
what
would say.
You, what would you say, Neef?
I don't know.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
You know what I think?
I don't get it.
I was thinking about it just now, and maybe it's a psychological thing. Like, maybe she tries to leave people before they leave her.
Oh, that's yeah.
You know how sometimes girls like have their guard up. It could be something mm-hmm. she's not even conscious about, mm-hmm. but maybe she feels like, you know, if I keep this going, I'm gonna end up getting my feelings hurt. So let me just get out of it before he gets out of it first. I don't know.
Exactly. She's fucking him and killing him. She's a black widow.
She didn't kill nobody.
I mean, maybe she should just not have sex. Maybe she should just date and just be normal without
maybe
having
she
sex.
Wait 3 to 5 months.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
right?
She should wait 3 to 5 weeks.
That's nice.
Remember our girl Sage that was on before that's a virgin? Mm-hmm. She's still a virgin. Every time I see her, I ask her, did you lose your virginity yet?
And she says no.
She still hasn't.
How old is she?
She's, what is she, 23, 24?
But she's not really. She's just a virgin.
I have a friend that's around that age that's a virgin.
Wow, that's big.
Mm-hmm. I actually know two. Well, the other one at this point, she should probably be pushing 30. And I would guess that she's still a virgin. We haven't spoken in a few years. But the last time I talked to her, she was like 27 and she was still a virgin.
You can't miss what you never had, I guess, huh?
Right. But she said that she like masturbates all the time. And
okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
Good
but
times.
She's just like never had sex. But she's also never been courted. She's never been on a date. She's never had a crush.
Wow.
Like,
why?
So I don't know.
Is she cute?
It's personal problems, I guess. Included issues. Right. That she has.
I have a friend who actually had sex and then became a born again and then didn't have sex for 11 years.
Wow. But my other friend that's a virgin, she just basically feels like these niggas out here ain't shit, and she done seen so many dog out, so many of her homegirls, that she's just really waiting for the time when
you
she feels like someone deserves it.
That's mm-hmm. sad.
She's like that's waiting sad. Until
because
like
you know
I
what?
Know he's the one. And not like waiting for marriage, but just like why give my, at this point I've had it for so long, mm-hmm. why give it to somebody that's not going to appreciate it, that's going to treat me like shit like these niggas do. That's right. What she feel.
Mm-hmm.
She's
remember,
like 23, 24.
No, that's what I was going to ask y'all. That's mm-hmm. I feel bad about that. I don't remember my first.
You don't remember?
No, I don't. My younger years is a blur. Like everything
wow.
is a fucking
how old
blur.
Were you?
Probably like 13.
Oh, that's a normal age.
You know what I mean?
You don't remember it?
All my
remember.
Shit is a blur.
I remember everything about my first. I don't think we did it right.
I remember
Steph,
everything, too.
Steph don't remember. She in my book.
Nah, of course I remember my first. I'm a girl.
Was it good?
Nah, my first, he made it good for me. He made it a
older?
Nice experience.
He was older, too.
Yeah,
he was
a grown man.
30.
Okay.
Plus.
He was a grown man.
Yeah,
he was
no, the guy, we were the same age.
We were the same age,
it was terrible.
Yeah.
We were really
young. I was a little girl.
I don't
was like
think
32.
We like, did it. I think we were just like grinding. I don't really think we had intercourse. I think we were just like grinding and kissing, and then he came on me. Like
no, we did, and it was really brief and quick, and it hurt. And it was not good. And I was like, this is terrible. Why do people like this?
Yeah, and then I waited like probably like 2 or 3 years before I had sex again. Mm-hmm. And then when I had sex for the second time, it was with like my high school boyfriend. And I was just like so in love with him. And that time
so,
I remember.
So you were 13 and you don't remember it? You don't remember the girl?
It was a blur.
You know, you don't know who the girl is?
Nah, I know she had to be older. I'm still to this day, I like older women.
Okay, because of that blurry experience.
I know they was older than me, for sure.
What did your parents tell you about sex?
I really
did they ever tell you anything? Like, how did you...
Nah, they didn't.
How did you
women,
know what
women
do?
Really be sitting down, they daughters. They don't really sit down.
Nah.
Yeah, nobody really sat me down. Did your mom sit you down, Steph?
What happened?
About sex. Did your mom ever sit you down and tell you, like...
Oh my God, I had a sister who's older than me, so she hit us with it at the same time, so she gave me the sex conversation way too early. I was like, ew.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. Yuck.
I didn't even know what my period was when I got it.
So my mom gave me the sex talk when my sister was probably like 12, so I was like 6.
I had
what?
Sex talk.
I
sex
swear
talk
to God, I was like 6, 7 years old.
I had a sex talk with my mom, if that's what y'all want to call it. If y'all want to call it a sex talk.
I remember she did it in the car while we were on the way to school.
Did you
I
ask
was
questions?
Like, Jesus.
That's a terrible
some
time.
Some
no,
girls,
I was
they
just
get the
like,
sex talk when you're pregnant. By the time you,
that's
you,
what I'm about to
you
say.
Be pregnant already.
No, that's my story. I was already pregnant.
Yeah,
I was 15 and I was pregnant. And she said to me, how the fuck you get pregnant and you don't even know how to come yet? And I really didn't. And I really didn't even know what she was talking about. And I just looked at her like, what? Like, what are you? Even talk
some
about,
of these
I don't even understand.
Pregnant,
and then when I learned how
right.
to come, I was like, mm-hmm. oh,
that's what
she meant.
Similar to my
but yeah, I have
breaking.
Older sisters too, and my older sisters had all became teenage mothers, and you know, I was the youngest of my mother's girls, and here I am 15, and I did the same thing that all three of my sisters did, and she was just like, really, bitch? Mm-hmm. Like, she was so mad at me.
But she also never talked to you about sex, so.
No.
She kind of got to take some responsibility for that,
absolutely.
Right? My parents never told me anything about sex.
Mm-hmm. I talked to my daughter about sex. And when I talked to my daughter about sex, I pulled out, you know, we got the internet now. So I pulled out like all these pictures of STDs and blue waffle and fucking herpes and genital warts. And yes, absolutely. And AIDS patients and all types of shit. And I just was like, listen, you got to protect yourself because this is what happened to you. Yeah. And you got to make sure.
So you couldn't pull out a loving relationship.
Yes. You continue to get tested because this is what happens to you. I scared the shit out of her.
Now, somebody else on Instagram sent me this. This is the last thing we're going to talk about. And they thought we should talk about this. Do you think that porn has created false expectations of you and approach to sex? And if so, why and how?
No, I don't think. I learned shit.
Because some people feel like people are immune to certain things because they watch porn. And because porn can be so...
But porn has categories, so you watch what you want to watch. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not into, like, fisting, then you don't have to watch fisting. So that's not just not going to make you think that everybody likes fisting just because you watched it on a on Pornhub. Because
you might watch porn and think this must be three guys coming on you.
Right. Just because three guys, just because she getting it in all three holes, don't mean that that's normal and that's something that you should go out there and try to do.
Yeah, I feel like people realize that the porn is just extra. You know, like, everything in porn is so extra.
They cut and they stop and coming back. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. But you never have watched porn and been like, man, this is like, even when you were younger. Because, you know, kids have so much access to porn now.
I'm not going
to
lie. Sometimes.
On the TV and watch it on mute, and then when somebody come, you hit the last channel.
You order and shit, your mom get the bill. You be ordering porn.
You guys stay watching porn on mute.
Damn, I was just thinking that the other day. I haven't watched a porn on mute in a long time.
I watch porn on mute all the time on my phone.
Do you watch porn in other languages? Because
I watch. I don't even know what they're talking about. Little Russian,
little Russian hoes.
But I find like I feel like. No, but I've seen porn and I've seen girls do a move like, wait, why don't I do that move? I gotta try this move.
Right, so you learn from porn.
I wish I could look it up. I seen the girl pick a nigga up and was and she was sucking his dick. She picked him up.
You want somebody to do that?
No,
too?
Fuck no. I'm just saying that shit would bug me out. Right? Yeah, she had him up.
Was he a little person?
No, they was like the same size. It that fucked me up. Strong. A girl showed me this shit yesterday. I think on. On some shit. I wish I could have pulled it up for y'all.
That's probably
what the fuck.
I would want to see.
Probably
that.
Is a great way to get your dick sucked though. I'm not
gonna lie. She right there, huh?
Suspended in the air,
feet swinging and shit.
See, because guys do that to girls
all
I've
the time.
Never seen a girl
fuck me up.
That's crazy. Yeah.
What about when the girls like put the guys' legs up and fuck them? I seen that shit point like.
Well, I don't know if I've ever seen that.
You never seen that?
The guy's legs up?
You never seen that? Yeah, I seen that before.
Yeah, I'm not putting no guy's leg up.
I'm trying to think, how does that work?
The most you're gonna get me fucking you is me throwing this thing back in whatever direction I need to throw it.
I'm not gonna lie, that sometimes people see things on porn and try to do it and it's not the same. Because I don't feel like some of those things that like might look interesting and different probably feel so great in real life. Like, have you ever seen two people, like the guy would be like, okay, let's say, I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Like, let's say he's laying on his stomach, facing that way, you're facing the opposite way, and he's trying to fuck you, and his dick is going this way. And they, like, you're like, this doesn't probably work really good.
Yeah.
And I even also feel like sometimes guys, like, lifting you up and trying to have sex with you like that, that's probably not the best, because you get, like, off balance, and it's just scared your
dick
is going to break.
What's your favorite position? What's everybody's favorite position? What makes them come? What's the... the position that makes you come the most?
Girl on top.
So most girls on top makes you come the most.
Being on top.
For me, the guy on top makes me come. Makes me squirt.
Missionary.
Yeah.
I hate girls that want to ride. You don't know what they doing, though. Because that shit turned me off.
But what do you like when you're getting rode?
That's the only thing. That's the only thing
that makes
me come.
But what do you like when you're getting rode?
Yeah, that is the best way for a woman to come.
Yeah, but some girls don't know what the fuck they doing.
But what is the... how do you like to get rode? You like for like the girl to bounce on it? Or you like for the girl to grind on it?
Or be really fast? Or like what do you...
What's the right way to ride a guy?
I don't know. Like, some of them just know what they doing. And some of them don't.
You gotta have the right rhythm.
Even girls trying to throw it back. Some people don't know what the fuck they doing. You throwing me off rhythm. You fucking up. You know what I mean?
Do you have music playing or is it quiet?
Have you ever had sex with your own music?
No, I ain't never kill it like that. Man. I ain't kill it like that. I ain't give him no better love.
You know I got a new mixtape. We gotta put it on. Trust me.
Yeah. No, but I asked that because, you know, some guys, most guys that I've asked, they don't want you to grind on their dick. All of that is just dancing. They don't really like it. And then some guys, like a few, have said that they like it. And then most guys want you to, like, bounce on it. You know what I mean? They want you to, like, move your pussy but not be grinding. Like, don't, you know, hit it so hard. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they scare you're going to break their dick if you get up and come back down too hard.
Yeah. You know?
Sorry, did that hurt you in your head?
So I wonder, like, what right, do guys like? What's the right way?
No, but I like different ways of work. But when y'all get on, like, y'all, get on your knees?
Get up on your feet.
Yeah, your feet.
Stand up, sit up on your feet and squat down on it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's the best way.
Because that get all of it up in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you could do that from the front.
In front of the back.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a good position.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's the best way, the easiest way.
Skinny girl asses look nice like that. You know what I'm saying?
In the squat position.
You know, you squat. Yeah, you could, you know.
What about you, like, your buzz played with while you're having sex?
Like, if you hitting it from the back and the girl reach behind it, like.
Oh, yeah, they do that, yeah.
He said they do that.
I'm liable to let a girl do anything but put, some, you know what I'm saying, as far as my, you know.
No insertion on you.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, she's probably like.
What about suck toes? You suck toes?
Nah, I let somebody suck my toes before, but I never did it. I never said, I'm saying I wouldn't, but I haven't.
Did you enjoy it?
Nah, really, it's just.
It was just like, just something to do.
Yeah, because you know, you might have two or three of them and they, you know, just trying to find out shit to do.
Like, give me a toe, something.
I'm bored. Yeah, they trying to find out shit to do. How many people you have been at one time?
At one time, I've had threesomes, but I don't fuck with girls, it's just like the guy on me and the girl on me. That's it.
Oh, and I'm just there.
Just there, like, oh, that's
what about
nice.
You, DJ?
I've had my fair share of threesomes. Never with two guys, always with two girls. However, damn. I've been in a situation before where there was one guy and five girls.
Yeah, what about you?
Good time.
I've only ever had sex with one guy at a time.
You're so holy.
I am so wholesome, right?
No, I swear to you, I've never had a threesome or anything like that. Because I'm not interested in women. Yeah. And I don't know. Like, to me, and this is just me, and I don't shame me for being holy. But I really just don't, like, I take sex kind of seriously a little bit, so, you know.
No, I feel like just two people is enough, you know? Like, you gotta pay attention to each other.
I just don't like women, and I don't want a guy, like, I've dated guys who in the beginning would be like, would you have sex with another woman? Because they always want to know.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Would you do it? And I always let them know it's not going to happen. If that's an issue, then keep it moving right now because you might never experience that from me. Right. So that's it. Period.
Mm-hmm. Period.
But hey, if you like it, more power to you.
Hey. I respect it.
All right.
You never get drunk and let nobody old girl.
No, I also think that's a younger thing too. Like, I feel
that,
like,
is something that I do feel like more likely to occur when you're younger than when you're older. Like, right, somebody early or mid 20s is more susceptible to having an experience than someone in their 30s early 40s.
I believe that. They got all the bullshit out their system early. Mm-hmm. But threesomes is at an all-time high. That shit is just regular.
That's a fad,
like,
now, right?
Yeah, it's just
people
regular.
Feel like they can't even be in a relationship with a man unless they also involve other women. Yeah. They feel like they can't keep their man.
And that's sad.
Yeah. Imagine if as women we were like, listen, I'm going to let you know right now. Unless you start fucking
unless you ain't fucking this nigga. Unless you ain't letting this nigga pound, then it ain't going down.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if it could just be me and you. All right. Well, listen, we are going to wrap it up right now. So is there anything else you want to let us know? You know, the mixtape just came out.
You came out yesterday. Forever Do Me 8 is on all digital platforms. The Forever Do Me Apparel. You can follow that on Instagram. Forever Do Me _apparel. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter @Neef_Buck. Mm-hmm. Website neefbuckmusic.com.
If you want to know his net worth, all you got to do is
Neef's net worth.
I said I'm the trash bag king, man. You'll never know my net worth.
Well, there's millions on there, FYI.
Any nigga ever got a high, be getting it, man. They never knew how much they had. They never knew. You would never know.
We call that no telling.
You'll never know. Because you're just putting it back. You're just putting it back. Every time, you're just putting it back. So, you know.
Right.
But thanks for having me, y'all. I appreciate you giving me y'all the platform, you know, like that. Gigi know what's up. She know what it is. But right. Thanks for having me, y'all. I really appreciate that.
Okay. Lip service. Thanks again to the Netflix original series, The Get Down, for supporting this week's episode of Lip Service. Now, you know I love watching The Get Down. I love my Netflix series. It's a music-driven drama based in the Bronx. It's a story told through the vibrant music, dance, art, and lives of a crew of teenagers in a broken and bankrupt 1977 South Bronx who ultimately changed their city and the world forever.
The soundtrack includes new mixes that sample timeless classics that blend hip-hop and disco, and original music from Nas, Miguel, Christina Aguilera, and more.
Yes, I'm telling you, yo, you guys, The Get Down is one of my favorite series. I was addicted. I sat home and watched the entire thing in like 2 days. Now, The Get Down comes from Baz Luhrmann, the director of Moulin Rouge and The Great Gatsby, and it's executive produced by the one and only Nasty Nas in your area.
Get ready to watch a clash of culture between the hypnotizing, glittery dimension of disco and the blossoming world of cassette tapes and street parties that was the genesis of hip-hop. You might discover just something you never knew. The series may be fictional, yet it includes real people like Grandmaster Flash, Curtis Blow, DJ Kool Herc, and more.
I have to say it was really educational on top of everything else, as well as being fun to watch. Watch The Get Down right now, streaming exclusively on Netflix. All you got to do is go to Netflix.com or download the Netflix app to get started.